A new study suggests that when a child is born at a low birth weight, the child's ability to respond to certain drugs may be permanently affected. Results of a study conducted in rats suggest that because of diminished kidney function, an individual may have difficulty eliminating drugs from their system. This poor kidney function may also result in a drug being taken up by an organ other than its intended target, such as the liver, instead of the brain. Low birth weight has two principal causes: being born prematurely and failing to grow sufficiently while in the womb. Infants born at low birth weight are at increased risk for infant death and for such serious lifelong complications as cerebral palsy, blindness, and learning disabilities. Today, about 8% of U.S. infants are born at a low birth weight, at 5 pounds, 8 ounces, or less. With me today is Dr. Ganesh Sharala, lead author of the new study. Dr. Sharala is assistant professor in the College of Pharmacy at Oregon State University and at the Oregon Health and Science University. To simulate the effects of low birth weight, the animals' mothers were fed a low-protein diet during their pregnancies. From the National Institutes of Health, I'm Barrett Whitener, and this is Research Developments, a podcast from the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, the NICHD. Welcome, Doctor.
Hello, Barrett.
Doctor, what causes low birth weight, and how serious a problem is it?
So there are many causes of low birth weight. One of the causes that we focused on is maternal diet, which, if you look at a bigger picture, is a result of maternal stress. So maternal stress, whether it is induced via emotional stress or nutritional stress, would lead to a growth restriction. So how big of a problem this is, as you stated in your opening statement, about 8% of U.S. population or the newborns are low birth weight, which is less than 5.5 pounds. And if you go to the global level, as high as 25%, which is 1 in 4, such a high number, in places like India, Pakistan, Nepal, and Bangladesh, the so-called South Asia.
And what are the negative consequences of low birth weight?
Someone by David Barker, that's the eminent scientist back in late 80s, came up with this an interesting epidemiological finding based out of Dutch famine studies, where he linked low birth weight to a higher risk of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, meaning the high cholesterol, and diabetes too. And one of the co-authors on the paper that we are discussing today, Dr. Ken Thornburg, they looked at these effects of low birth weight on later incidence of metabolic syndrome, which includes diabetes, hypertension, and high cholesterol. And recently we are realizing to that growing list of diseases, we should add obesity. Obesity, the risk of becoming obese, is actually has some component early on, and poor maternal nutrition would actually set stage for a higher risk of obesity too. So that's the range of diseases we are looking at. Now, in addition to that, we are learning more along the lines of low IQ, higher risk of osteoporosis. So the list of diseases that are as a result of poor fetal growth, and as well as growth immediately after birth. So they actually take the whole range of the first 9 months of life and the first 2 years of post-birth. So that adds up to a total of 1,000 days. So there's a new term coined now. The first 1,000 days of life is what determines the risk for disease in later life. So that's on the risk of disease. So we are interested in understanding how body absorbs the drugs, distributes in the way in the body, how it's being metabolized by various organs, predominantly liver, and lastly, how it is excreted out of the body, so kind of flushed through the body.
And why is it important to understand these processes?
Because that would tell us how much drug and what kind of drug to be prescribed for a particular person. So I believe birth weight could be one of the many factors that could help us fine-tune the algorithm that would help us figure out the right dose, right drug, right dose, and right dosing regimen. In other words, it would take us a bit closer to the so-called personalized medicine.
Now, I mentioned earlier that your study was conducted in rats. Can you tell us some more about how you conducted the study?
So we wanted to study whether low birth weight affects drug response in later life. And so first thing that we need to have is a animal model. So how did we come up with a low birth weight rat? We took pregnant rats, gave them a 25% less protein. Now, that's not a drastic reduction in protein consumption, protein requirement. So we gave a moderate protein restriction throughout gestation and lactation. And then, so because of that low 25% moderate restriction, we ended up with a low birth weight rat, and the birth weight reduction was roughly around 18 to 20%. So it's a significant decrease. Then we let the offspring feed on a normal diet, and when they become adults, so we looked at day 150, which is in rat age, that's the equivalent of human middle age population. And we gave them a drug, but before we gave them the drug, we wanted to get some baseline response of the drug. So the day before we gave them a furosemide or the diuretic, we actually got their baseline urine output, where we found no difference between a low birth weight rat and a normal birth weight rat. But the day after, when we gave them a dose, that's equivalent of 80 milligrams, which is the highest prescribed dose of furosemide in humans, we found a significant drop in urine output between low birth weight group and normal birth weight group. Is it because less of the drug is making its way into the kidney? And we found yes. And the follow-up question to that is, why is there is decreased availability of the drug to the kidney? And we found that it is because of the way drugs are being presented to the kidney. Kidneys in low birth weight subjects are roughly about 70% of a normal birth weight subject. So to begin with, low birth weight subjects have less number of filtering units, and as a result, less of the drug made its way into the kidney where it's supposed to act.
Dr. Shirala, what are the implications of your research for human patients who are born at a low birth weight?
So just basing on what we have seen in an animal model, I would believe low birth weight subjects, when they become adults, I think their doses needs to be adjusted. Based on what we have seen, I believe it would be more on towards the increasing of dose rather than decrease. So to get the same effect as a normal birth weight subject, a low birth weight subject probably needs to be started at a higher dose and or maybe more frequently. So I think that's probably a very generalistic statement of what kind of changes we need to make in doses for low birth weight subjects.
So for instance, a painkiller might end up being metabolized in the liver instead of making its way to the brain where it's supposed to function, and someone born at a low birth weight might need more of that same drug to have the same effect?
I would say so, but let's also look at the other side of it. Since the liver is metabolizing probably at a higher rate than needed, those metabolites at times could be eliciting some side effects. So I probably would be more tempted to say increase the dose, but I guess we need to look at drug by drug basis to see, is there increase in metabolism? Is it also resulting in some unwanted side effects? And if those side effects outweigh the benefit, then probably that needs to be taken into consideration too.
I've been speaking with Dr. Ganesh Shirala, assistant professor in the College of Pharmacy at Oregon State University and at the Oregon Health and Science University. Doctor, thanks very much for joining us today to discuss your research.
Thank you.